Welcome back to PA Trench News, your independent news reporting of Southern PA. I spent the majority of the day today trying to figure out how a 49-year-old man was hanging out with a 21-year-old young lady. Unfortunately, I couldn't figure the connection out, but I did review this person's criminal record on PAE Docket, and I found a few more interesting things. First up is this article from the Republican Herald, and it's an update about the case. It says, kidnapping charge withdrawn against Coaldale man, others held for court. So it sounds like they had a preliminary hearing and dropped the kidnapping charges. It says, Andreas Riviera, 40, I think that's a typo, I think he was 49 at the time, of Coaldale was charged by state police at Schuylkill Haven after an incident on May 29th in Pine Grove Township. I was able to link this name to a proper birth date, and that's why I feel fairly confident that this person was 49 at the time and is now 50. Police were called to the McDonald's restaurant after being contacted by a friend of Rachel Rossi of Lebanon, who told the police that Rossi was in the vehicle with Riviera. Through text messages, police said Rossi indicated Riviera was making her get into his truck and that she didn't feel safe at all, and that Riviera was attempting unalive by a cop. Court documents say Rossi was in the process of filing an application for a 302 involuntary emergency examination for Riviera. A trooper located the defendant's vehicle in Pine Grove and attempted to stop it. In the subsequent pursuit, in which troopers say Riviera violated numerous traffic violations, the defendant sustaining a flat tire via police spikes drove back to McDonald's, stole Rossi's car, and drove away. During the pursuit, police said Riviera crashed that vehicle in a wooded area and exited, brandishing a semi-automatic pistol, which he then pointed at himself and urged police to kill him. The situation was resolved with Riviera surrendering. It says, during the hearing Tuesday in Orwigsburg, before Magisterial District Judge Andrew Serena, First Assistant District Attorney Mike Stein said that the kidnapping and unlawful restraint charges were withdrawn after a consultation with the victim, and the felony charges of the theft, criminal mischief, and fleeing and attempting to elude an officer, along with 5 misdemeanor counts of reckless endangerment, will now be held over in the Schuylkill County Court. The wording of held over is what makes me believe that this was decided at a preliminary hearing. I can't figure out why a 49-year-old man was meeting a 21-year-old woman at a McDonald's, but I will continue to keep looking until I find it. I believe I did find the man on social media, but I don't feel confident enough to release any more information about him. This is Mr. Riviera's record from 2023. He had a citation for harassment and pled guilty, and that had been settled. Here is Mr. Riviera's record from the 2024 incident. They recently had a status conference in October, and the next action is another status conference on November 21st. Since the kidnapping charges were dropped or dismissed, these are now the charges that he is standing for, meaning that he is innocent until proven guilty and needs to go to trial for these charges. So it is a felony 3, fleeing or attempting to elude officers, felony 3, theft by unlawful taking, felony 3, criminal mischief, misdemeanor 2, recklessly endangering another, times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then the felony 1, the kidnap and unlawful restraint, were disposed of at the lower court. This is a screenshot of his inmate record. He is currently out of prison and released by the court. I'm assuming that he had a bail and that bail was posted. That's all I care to share about Mr. Riviera at this time. Like I said, I do believe that I have located his social media and his full date of birth. There's not a lot of history from before 2023, 2024, but again, it still leaves me with the burning question of why this man at 49, 50 years old was meeting a 21-year-old woman at a McDonald's. So if anyone would like to private message me about that situation, please feel free to do so. If you've made it this far, thanks for listening along. Please like, comment, and subscribe to help this channel grow. If you're on a podcasting forum, please rate, comment, and review. Thank you.